أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. صدق الله.
There's a hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari. Has Umar bin As radiyallahu anhu stated that once on one occasion an individual came and presented himself in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he requested, he said, it was a strange question, a strange request. He said, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what is the best Islam? So here, he is asking, you can say, the summary of the whole of the deen of Islam to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He tried to find out the answer to this question. What is the best Islam? Big question, big word. So the answer, the response, wasn't lengthy, expansive, very short, concise. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't give a lengthy explanation. Do this worship, do this recitation, repetition, give this sadaqah, this many times do umrah, this many times do hajj, and all night long stay standing and worshipping. In other words, there are many actions of worship in Islam. And Nabi says, I didn't say do kathira ibadah, read nafal salah all night long. Obviously, that could be the best Islam, couldn't it? But the Holy Prophet ﷺ didn't give that response. He responded on two points and he presented the whole of Islam. And that was feed, give food, whether you recognize, whether you know or not, give food to eat and give salam. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. The whole Islam he explained, gave to us. Two points, two actions. Give food to eat, whether you know or not that person, and give salam to that person, whether you know him or not. In other words, the ibadah that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to us, this is that ibadah, worship, for which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came to this world. He himself stated, explained, that I have come to complete akhlaq, social moral conduct. I've been sent for this purpose. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's coming, his objective of coming, he said, I came for this ibadah, worship, akhlaq. This is what I was sent to the earth for. Yes, not for physical, bodily worship, rather the moral, social fabric of society, moral conduct, good manners. This is what I came to complete. In the hadith it stated, once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, when he was at the time when he was born, and from the skies the call came, announcement that this child, take him throughout the whole world, from west to east to west and west to east. There should be no place where the Prophet, this child should not be introduced, and bird and tree and oceans and the earth and the mountains, to all of the corners of the world he should be introduced. And he has the creation of Allah. He has all of the attributes of the prophets, the friendship of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ismail alayhi salam's word, has Ishaq alayhi salam's pleasure, and has Lut alayhi salam's hikmah, his wisdom, Musa alayhi salam's firmness, has Ayub alayhi salam's patience, sabr, has Yunus alayhi salam's obedience, Yusha alayhi salam's struggle, has Dawud alayhi salam's beautiful voice, has Daniel alayhi salam's love, has Ilyas alayhi salam's sabwakar, Yahya alayhi salam's purity, and has Isa alayhi salam's zuhd, he was given all of this, and he was given all of the completeness. Subhanallah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his complete attribute, all of the prophets, all of the messengers, whatever part of the akhlaq you took, the Holy Prophet ﷺ had all of that, and it was due to the connection with Rasulullah ﷺ that they had these attributes. That he was the complete embodiment of akhlaq, Jami al-Islam. He was the complete akhlaq, the complete example of good conduct, the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam. Subhanallah, he had that as well. Rasulullah's status, his maqam, that if we see amongst all of the companions, all of the world, and amongst all of the prophets, the whole universe, that he was complete, and the fares, the blessings, is the reflection of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's greatness. His akhlaqi husna, his beautiful conduct, is complete, total. Subhanallah. The human being, he is there to complete the requirements of the pain in the heart, to seal the broken heart, to heal the broken heart. We have been created, Allah has created the insan, the human being, to tend to those people of broken hearts. And the Holy Prophet ﷺ's akhlaq, his conduct was the real teaching to the whole universe, to the whole world. One companion asked in the same way once. And Aisha qalat samitu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
يقول أن المؤمنين ليدرك بحسن الخلق درجات قائم الليل سين النهار.
Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu anha, narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that via your good conduct, by your good akhlaq, good conduct, a person attains the levels, the ranks that he cannot even attain by standing all night long in ibadah and through fasting. Subhanallah. In other words, if a person does ibadah all night long, worshipping, standing all night long, and he fasts during the day and he struggles and he does more worship than that, but you can, if you tend to the creation of Allah, you can elevate your akhlaq more than that, compared to the worshipping. So the conduct of a person, the great ibadah worship, is having good akhlaq, good conduct, good manners. If your manners are good, your conduct's good, then all of your ibadat, physical worship, is light beyond light. But if your akhlaq is poor, then all your worship is wrapped up, rolled up and thrown to the side. So what we realize is that Islam, the best Islam, is what? Is to have good manners, good conduct, good social conduct, good social intercourse, good interrelations. We see amongst us today, worship, there's no lack of worship, there's no lack of Hajj and Umrah, there's no lack of sadaqat or lack of people going on Hajj, there's no lack of any physical worship, anything you look at. There's a lot of that. Abundance. So then why is there problems in society? Adab from Allah, the warning that's come from Allah. What a big warning that's in front of us. Everything stopped our work. Masjids are silent. Taraweeh silent. Fasting silent. Look at this. I won't say adab, but it's a warning. Adab is for the other qawm. For us, it's a warning, admonishment, reminder. For which reason? That we don't lack worship, we haven't got a lack of masjids, we don't have a lack of reciters, everything is there in high quantity. But there's one thing lacking, that's akhlaq, social conduct, good manners. Because that's lacking, Allah has given us a severe warning. That today, Allah Ta'ala, look how long it's been, Allah's locked everything, closed everything. It's a reminder. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unhappy at that time when people's akhlaq go downhill, when love between us ends, when responsibility between us ends, looking out for other people ends. So the high stage of taqwa is based on the akhlaq of a person. Whoever has good akhlaq, high level akhlaq, is another hadith, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that the best thing that was being given to the human being in the form of worship, ibadah, whichever thing you look at, the best thing for a human being is the akhlaq of the human being that's been given to him. His good conduct, good manners, good relations. Allah Ta'ala's mercy, He has given us Ramadan. And in Ramadan, the task he's given to us is to become muttaqis and adopt and bring taqwa into your lives. And for that Allah has given us ibadah, which is fasting. So if Allah has given us such a great month and an action of fasting, and the foundation of Islam is akhlaq, excellent manners and conduct, then has Allah Ta'ala not created the qualities and the action of fasting that can develop akhlaq? Most verily indeed, fasting develops akhlaq. In the action of fasting, Allah Ta'ala has instilled this attribute, quality. There's a characteristic present in the fast that it elevates the akhlaq of a person via the fast. Subhanallah. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, when he was explaining the importance of Ramadan during Shaban, then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, especially this month, Ramadan, is about doing good. About doing good, looking out for others, looking after each other, looking out for each other, to tend to each other's needs. That in the fast, these characteristics are present, looking out for other people's needs, caring for others. It's essential. Alongside fasting, these emotions should be developed. It's lazim. Doing good to others, feeling for others, caring for others. This is related to the heart of a person, attached to the heart of a person. In other words, in a fast, person's heart is made such, alongside keeping the fast, that inside him, in his heart, he develops the love for creation, for makhluq. The hardness ends and the softness comes. He develops a recognition and awareness of other people, other people's pain, their difficulty, and he has care for them and regard for them, sympathy for them. When a person breaks the fast, then it's obvious there are different people. For example, some people are living in a mud shack and they don't have the stove, and others have a long food mat. There's nothing lacking on their food mat. At the time of breaking the fast, there's nothing lacking. Everything is there present. Yes, and even if there's just a few people to eat, but if somewhere there will be 8 children, but there will be no stove lit, nothing cooking. So after fasting in the heart of a person, this sympathy should be developed, created. Love for this, that place, the mud hut, that shack where there are 7 or 8 children, poor people living, the laborer. And he's also breaking the fast. And he's just breaking the fast with water. And very difficult is it for him to make chapati or bread. And on the other side, the other extreme, we have a long food mat with every delicacy present on the mat, nothing lacking. So what will be the real breaking of the fast? When a person in his heart, he has that sympathy for that individual, regard for that individual who has no food to eat. That all of the food from the dastakhan, he picks it up and he delivers it to that mud hut, to that shack, to that simple home where there are people living, where they don't have food, so they can break the fast and the children can break the fast. If we can develop this caring and sympathy during the fast, alhamdulillah, then consider that a person has developed his taqwa during the fast. He's got to the level of taqwa and he's become a muttaqi. And that's why Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that the objective of fasting, the meaning of fasting, the fasting person in the evening, if he develops this feeling and regard, he's improved that poor person near to him, and he thinks about that person and he has sympathy for them and care for them and feels pain for them and love for them, which wasn't there before Ramadan. And the person who's preparing for the pre-dawn meal, and he should think, he's including those people that, and so when he's starting the fast in the morning and he prepares and plans for the evening, they'll give them good food to break the fast with them. When that person develops this feeling in his heart, then the fast has made him a muttaqi and taqwa has come into that person. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is what he stated, this is what he came to teach. That caring for others, feeling pain for others, having regard for others, sympathy for others in the heart, to develop the love for other human beings, to have care for, to hold, have care and show care for others, sympathy for others, to have positive thoughts for others, to eradicate strictness against others, to have tenderness in the heart, to have sympathy, to have softness in the heart, a tender heart, a soft heart. This is what has been taught to us. So Allah Ta'ala in the fast, action of fast, He has kept that total ability, it's present, that the fast can develop and change a person, improve a person. If the fast is creating this change in a person, that his heart is soft towards the poor people, this is a test, a challenge, isn't it? That, for example, you are sat in a big mansion, another person sitting in a straw house. This is a test. It's a comparison. Allah's developed this scenario, isn't it? Because Allah Ta'ala wants to give him that simple living, and via that Allah Ta'ala wants to give him the high abode in paradise. And when we'll go to thereafter, we'll realize that the poor people, look at the high ranks they have. They had sabr and patience on their humble lives, on their simple lives. And here we live in mansions. What will we have in the hereafter? Yes, we can also have mansions and palaces. If we succeed in that, Allah Ta'ala has given us the opportunity that a person's in front of us who's living a difficult life. And if we succeed in that test, and that in our heart the fear comes, the love comes, the soft-heartedness comes, that we give him equality, equilibrium, a share, and we share in his pain, then Allah Ta'ala will make everything that we have a ni'mah, a treasure. It becomes a treasure. So my brothers, Allah Ta'ala has given us Ramadan. And there are many objectives of Ramadan. Things that we need to achieve. And the real greatness of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala has given us the objective to become a muttaqi, to develop taqwa. So this is a great action. For taqwa, it's a sign of taqwa if in the heart a person develops feelings and love and pain for other fellow human beings. May Allah Ta'ala give us such a fast, such a Ramadan. May Allah make us such fasting people that in our hearts enmity comes out. That for the enmity we have towards other people who are our so-called enemies, we eliminate this. That even, forget about the common man, that even the enemies who are against us, that we don't harbor any enmity against them. The fast, as the fast increases, as the day passes, then our condition should improve within. And such a soft heart should develop. Akhlaq, good manners, excellent moral conduct should develop in us. And even when we get to that point, when the fast ends and when the fast develops, we shouldn't be against anybody. We shouldn't have any envy or hatred against anybody. And we shouldn't have ill feelings against anybody. Look, peace, aman, peace in society around us. Everything is within this house of Islam. If we feed people, give food to people and give salam, then what will be the improvement in society? Will enmity remain? Two actions are so fantastic. The Prophet ﷺ has given to us that if you want to establish peace and contentment, if you bring two things into society, that for a poor person, a needy person, don't make him stay as a poor person. That if you see someone in destitution, difficulty, don't let him remain in a destitution. Assist that person, help that person. And in giving salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it's such a great statement that when you give salam to people, then peace spreads, love spreads. So these two things, if they become common in our society, sharing of food and salams, then peace will become widespread, enmity will end. Greed and just wanting and hoarding, the whole society will revolutionize and improve. The reasons, the root cause for all of the impurity in society today is due to poor manners, poor social conduct. No caring, no pain or sympathy for others. We don't care about asking someone, do you want clothes or food or a meal, or give salam to others and pass greetings. Not just that person who's got a status or we want something from, we give salam to him. And that person we have a need from, we give him food. If we want to get some task fulfilled by somebody for us, we just give them and help them know what a great deen, Allahu Akbar, what a great religion Allah has given. Such a great way of life Allah has given. So brothers, Allah Ta'ala has given us the whole month to practice this so that we can pay attention to these things. Think about these things, that these things lacking inside us, let's fulfill them. That's the reason Allah Ta'ala has given us the month of fasting. May Allah Ta'ala give us the ability to keep such a fast. Ameen. Wa akhru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
سيدنا محمد النبي دونه وزوجه مهد المؤمنين وزوجته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا 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 اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وذنوبنا وعزمنا وجدنا وخطبنا وامرنا كل ذلك عندنا اللهم ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخل الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا العالمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على دعوتك اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان وأشهدنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم استعملنا بسنته ونفعنا بمحبته وأشهدنا بنبرته يا كريم اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا قاضي الحاجات اقضي حاجاتنا يا داوي الوليات اتق ولياتنا يا شافي المراد اشفى مرادنا 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 جن ذات نے اپنے بارے کی دعا کے لیے کہا یا اللہ ہم سب کو شفا خام نواز دینا سے فرما اے میرے مولا جو لوگ موذی مرضوں میں مبتلا ہیں میرے مولا تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے اپنی شان قوت سے شان قدرت سے میرے مولا تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے اس مبارک مہینے میں ان کی بیماری کو دور فرما دے یا اللہ ان کی موذی بیماری کو دور فرما دے یا اللہ ان کے تمام بلاؤں مصیبتوں کو دور فرما دے یا اللہ ہماری تمام پریشانی کو دور فرما دے یا اللہ ہمارے دلوں میں سکون نصیب فرما ہمارے گھروں میں سکون نصیب فرما ہمارے لوگوں میں سکون نصیب فرما اے میرے مولا تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے یہ رمضان ہمارے لیے بہترین رمضان بنا دے دنیا اور آخرت ہمارے دونوں سوار دے میرے مولا یا اللہ ہمیں حوصلہ دے ہمت دے میرے مولا یا اللہ تیرے فیصلوں پہ راضی ہونے کی ہمیں ہمت نصیب فرما یا اللہ تو ہم سے راضی ہو جائے تو ہمیں راضی فرما دے اے میرے مولا اپنے فضل و کرم سے ہماری ساری دعائیں جو ہم نے اس ذکر کی صورت میں تو سے مانگی میرے مولا کو قبول فرما وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه نور أرشه زين فرشه وآله وأصحابه أزواجه ذريته أهل بيته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.